Hello and welcome to Before You Buy. I'm Miriam Joar and this is the review of the new 2015 Motorola 360. In fact, the LEDs on the back are shining right now for the heart rate monitor. This is the smaller version of the Moto 360. So as you can see, this is a 1.3-inch display this year compared to the 1.5-inch display last year on the Moto 360, because this is the 42mm Moto 360, not the 46. Comes in two sizes this year. Last year was a 46mm. Frankly, I have to say, it's a really nice difference. Even with me and large wrists, let me show you, it does look like it fits me better than these gigantic Android Wear watches I've worn in the past. As you know, I have worn the LG Urbane, which is a large diameter watch, and of course last year's Moto 360, which is 46 millimeters or 4.6 centimeters. So 42 makes a big difference. Now you're going to say, well, what do you sacrifice with a smaller watch? Do you get less battery life because the battery is smaller? Well, let's talk about that. It's actually one of the pleasant surprises about this new watch is that despite being smaller, I'm actually getting slightly better battery life than my original 2014 Moto 360. And technically, on spec-wise, it's a 20 milliamp hour less. So it's a smaller battery even in terms of capacity, and I'm still getting better performance. So that's actually pretty exciting to me that we have a watch. It's progress from year to year with a smaller watch with better battery life. Here's, for example, an example of a screen. You can see I just received a notification. I've got it set to always on, which I really like, so that I just have to kind of look at my wrist and glance at it, and the time is there. It's kind of dimmer. But there is a drawback. As you know, there's two ways to do an Android Wear smartwatch. You can do an OLED panel like the LG Urbane, like the Apple Watch has, or you can do an IPS panel, like an LCD-based panel. Of course, with the IPS panel, it's harder to have an always-on display that works well, because OLED, you can modulate the signal a little better to the display and actually get a fainter outline that uses very less power. So on this, what I've noticed is that this is the faint version. As you can see right now, you can barely see the time, right? On an OLED screen, you could actually see that a lot better. So that's one of the drawbacks that I personally think that, you know, Motorola making the choice of an IPS panel here, like last year's Moto, which also had an IPS panel, is a bit of a compromise. I think OLED is the way to go for smartwatches, so I would have liked to see that. The other thing I just want to point out is the glaring, as you can see down here, flat tires still exist this year. So Moto has not cracked that nut. As you know, the LG watch and the Huawei watch both have a full round display, no flat tire, no little area. I've done quite a bit of walking today. It looks at 6,300 steps already. This cutoff at the bottom can be a problem for some of you. If you like white display watch faces, this is not going to look good. Let me show you. So I've got this black display face right here on the screen. And as you can see, it looks great, right? Like, it looks just like a watch. And as soon as I pick a white display, you'll see in a second, it's not that exciting anymore. You clearly see that flat tire, that bottom part cut off. So the flat tire and the IPS panels are compromises, but I love the size and I really like the battery life. It's really nice. Now one of the drawbacks of last year's Moto 360 was battery life. So this kind of brings it to par with the LG Urbane and the Huawei watch and the Asus Zen watch. You still have the heart rate monitor. I showed you that earlier when it was shining. You still have the wireless charging. It's actually the exact same charger as last year's Moto 360, which is cool. Another little tidbit that I think is interesting, you'll probably see it better if I put it on my wrist, but the crown, if you want to call it that, since there's no rotating crown on the Android Wear watches, is no longer centered along the 3 o'clock axis. So what you'll notice here is that the crown is no longer at the 3 o'clock position, but it's at the 2 o'clock position, which is really great. So it kind of gets out of your way. When you bend your wrist back like this, you don't activate the crown as easily as you do with other watches. And to me, that's been a pretty nice little advantage as well. So it's all in the details, right? Because Android Wear is the same experience pretty much on every watch. Round or square, you get the difference of OLED versus IPS, but the experience overall doesn't change too much. So these little details really make a difference. This watch comes in different colors. You can get it in black like this. I got the black with a brown leather band. You can get it black with a black leather band. You can also get it silver. And then there's other options of band metal you have to pay extra for. You can also get this with gold accents. So silver with gold accents or black with gold accents. You can also get it in gold with silver and black accents. So they've introduced some variations in how you can order this. And of course, it's using Motomaker, which is Motorola's website to design your phones and watches, to let you configure the watch, which is really kind of cool. So I had a fun time choosing and making my watch that's custom, that works for me with my choices of colors. And at the same time, you know, it was really delightful to try out a smaller watch for a change. But, you know, flat tire, IPS panel, although looks great, is not quite as bright when it's in low and in dim mode like it is, as you can see right here. And then it's still a little thick, as you can see, right? You still have a pretty chunky watch to deal with. So that, even if you have small wrists, the diameter is nice, but the thickness is going to be a problem. So is this a buy? Should you get this watch? Yes, I mean, absolutely. I think it's one of the best Android Wear watches today. I still think the Huawei watch is the best. The LG Urbane is really great. If you have a large wrist, those two watches will do the trick. If you have a smaller wrist, really, right now, this is one of the best. I'm not a big fan of square watches. The ASUS N Watch is one of the best nice square watches on Android Wear, and I recommend it if you want a square watch. But for a round watch, something that's a little more manageable in size, this is definitely the way to go. The band is only 20 millimeters instead of 22, so it really does look great on the wrist. So pros, beautifully made. You know, this is like PVD coated metal. It's not going to wear out. If it's like last year's Moto 360, I beat the crap out of that watch, and it does not have a single scratch, both on the glass or on the metal, and it's a black metal, so that should be just the same. Other good thing about it is, so, you know, beautifully made, durable, all metal. The Motomaker experience, the choice, the ability to customize and build your watch on their site is great. And then the battery life has been really good on this watch. The drawbacks are, again, as I said, the choice of display here means that you're not going to get as great of an experience glancing at your watch for the time. And then the flat tire, right? It's still really obvious, like, especially on a white watch face like this. So hopefully they can fix that for next year. And I didn't talk about this, but it's really not very relevant. The specs are pretty much what you expect from all Android Wear smartwatches. Snapdragon 400, 512 megs of RAM, 4 gigs of built-in storage. They're all the same pretty much now. Last year's Moto 360 was a bit of an oddball. It had a TI OMAP processor, which was kind of really, really old. So I'm glad they've updated. And that's probably why, with a smaller battery, they can get better battery life. So there you have it, my review of the Moto 360 version 2, aka 2015 edition, in small size, 42 millimeters, 4.2 centimeters. Stay tuned for more videos here on Before You Buy.